Michelle, good to see you. How are you going?
Great, thanks, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. And good to see your brother's giving you a few rides. Now, did he make the phone call to you, or did you ring your brother and say, come on, give me a few of these good rides that are going at the moment?
No, I was wondering what was happening with Dusha, but I didn't want to annoy him. He's busy, and if he wants me to ride, he'll put me on. And Annie, his racing manager, just asked on Monday morning how I was situated for Wednesday and how I was feeling fitness-wise. And I've actually been training a lot at home. I've got a horse running on Thursday and one Saturday that I want to ride. So come at a good time with lockdown to be able to really get fit at home. And, looking forward to today.
How are you keeping up with that fitness? Because you're not riding as much as what you used to when you're trying to juggle the two hats of training and also being a jockey.
Yeah, it's hard, but I've got six in training here that I ride every day. I ride a few gallops for Tony and Calvin McAvoy a couple of days a week, and I do a lot of interval training sort of before track work. I get down that members drive at Ballarat. So with all of that, keeps you pretty fit. Obviously, race fitness is a bit of a different story, but yeah, I feel pretty good going into today anyway.
And you're still enjoying the riding, because I know it's been a few years now that you've been talking about wanting to focus more on the training side and not riding as much.
Yeah, I love riding. Like, if I could ride forever, I'd do that. But I think just given the fact that I've had so many bad injuries and bad falls that sort of making me lean towards wanting to retire, not the fact that I don't love getting out there and getting in the race and the adrenaline of sort of competing. So it's nothing about that. It's just more so the bad luck I've had and the injuries that sort of swaying me towards hanging out the boots. But while I still can do it, I'm really enjoying it.
It does seem a bit of a wrestle with yourself, because you talk about retirement, but it's always getting pushed further back. It's hard to let go, it seems.
Oh, God, yeah. And when you watch, Royal Ascot, like, races last night, I was lucky enough to have the experience of riding over there in the Queen Anne, and it was just the most unbelievable experience. And if I could possibly be, lucky enough to get a horse good enough to take over there myself and to be able to train it and ride it, it would just be, like, the absolute ultimate send-off. So that's my dream. It's a big one, but, you never know. So we'll just see what happens over the next couple of years.
Well, that would be an amazing story. And that was just a couple of years ago. And, of course, we saw Holly Doyle ride a winner there last night. She had her second winner at Royal Ascot as well. So do you watch with a smile about what's been happening, not just here, obviously, but with what Rachel Blackmore's been doing over there, Holly Doyle as well, and how they are now the leaders of their sport and rewriting the headlines, just like you did all those years ago in the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, God, yeah. It's so good to see. I know how hard it is, especially like seeing Jamie firsthand here. That's hard work that people don't actually realise what goes on behind the scenes, the effort that you have to put in. So to see any of those girls doing so well at the top of the game is just, it's so good to see. And for Holly, riding at Royal Ascot, I was in the Queen Anne, just another race on the program. It's like as big a buzz as the Melbourne Cup. It's unbelievable. So to see her ride her second winner there was really special again.
Do you keep in contact with some of the leading female jockeys around the world?
Some of them I do. I know Hayley Turner. I met her when I was 19, travelling through Europe, and she helped me out when I went over there to ride a few times. So we keep in contact a little bit. Holly I don't know so well, so not really. But, some of the girls that I've met on my travels definitely we do, and certainly Jamie, we're obviously good friends, and, just so proud of her to see her going so well.
Do you still offer her advice? Because I suppose she's now almost in the same stratosphere as far as you're concerned with the media and trying to balance the media work lifestyle, because there is such a demand for her. The fact that she's going to become the first, touch wood, the first jockey, male or female, to ride 100 winners in a season here and the first female premiership winner.
Yeah, we tried to give her some good advice. Nikita Berryman and I, we went on a holiday a couple of years ago, and we could see it was coming. She was just getting bigger and better, and we just sort of tried to say you need some help away from the track. Even just with meal preps and driving to the races, because it's so demanding. On top of having all of the rides and the workload, is that media commitment that she's sort of very good at handling. But we did try to give her some advice, but she's doing a great job. She doesn't really need it. She's she's a superstar, so she's doing it all on her own accord.
And the training side for you, how many horses have you got at the moment?
I have about six in full training, a couple in pre-training, and then we bought 9 yearlings this year so far. we had to rebuild after going separate ways from First Light Racing. So that was a bit tough. So I had a lot of horses that were sort of two-year-olds, three-year-olds, and that middle stage of horses is now gone. So I've only got the older ones and now the younger ones, which has been a bit of, just rebuilding, really. But I'm really enjoying training my older horses and looking forward to the young ones coming through.
And have you got something that makes you get out of bed quicker than normal at the moment?
Well, I do love my Frankel. Unfortunately, he had to have a wind operation, so praying to God that that goes well, because I definitely think he's well above average. He showed us unbelievable talent even before he had the operation and he couldn't really breathe. So looking forward to him, and just bought a really lovely Palantino, a really nice Piero, and really happy with the other ones that we bought for a little bit less money as well. So really looking forward to them. It's the best part about racing, I think, is that you never know what you've got and you're always excited until you see they can't run anyway.
Now today you've got two red-hot chances for your brother Patrick. Does he give you instructions? Does he ring you on the way to the track, or do you know what to do?
I pretty much know what he likes nowadays. He's been my biggest supporter. I've had my most race rides for him over my career. He keeps it pretty simple. Usually he's, thinking of the horse and wants the horse to get into a rhythm. And, he'll probably give me a call on the way or something. But, I've ridden for him enough now to know what he likes.
Well, Mark Holt is knocking on the door. Last couple of runs at Flemington have been really good. The step up to 2,400 looks in his favour again today as well.
Yeah, definitely. He looks a lovely horse. He looks like he's got a little bit keen, just finding a position over his last couple of runs, just due to barriers, I think. So hopefully drawing a good barrier, he'll be able to land into a good rhythm and just flow along nice and relaxed over the 2,400. He looks like a really good giving horse. Like he doesn't take much to get up and going. So, looking forward to riding him. And the other filly, Sarah, she was really impressive on debut. She come off the bridle a long way out, sort of the 700 on the heavy 10 here at Ballarat. But really, when she got sort of wound up from the 300, I was still a fair welcome, but I was never going to get beat. So looking forward to her. I think she's an up-and-coming star. So hopefully she gets a nice running in the race today and gets every chance.
Have you done anything with her since that ride, or will this be the next time you see her today?
No, this is the next time I see her. Billy Egan trialled her down at Traralgon, I think, and she looked to trial nicely there. I think she's a horse with a bright future, but I still think he's probably sort of making her into a racehorse at this stage. So the important thing is to give her a good experience going forward.
And you've got one in yourself on Thursday at Warrnambool, Jaquila. I'm tipping to be wet down there, but she's one on the heavy.
He loves it. I was actually devastated. They called... transferred Ballarat to the synthetic last Thursday because he was right ready to go, but he'll love that heavy track down there. He absolutely swims in it. So really looking forward to him, and got three runners on the weekend I'm looking forward to as well.
Ooh, give us a sneaky long range.
We've got Smoke and Piero. He's either going to go to Flemington again or Adelaide, just trying to make a decision which one will suit him best. He's going really well. He's improved again off his last start third at Flemington. I've got a couple of horses first up from a very long break at Donald, but they're going really well, so looking forward to them all.
Good on you, Michelle. Good to catch up. Best of luck today. A double for your brother. Surely you'd have to sling you something if you got two home.
I'd just be happy with a couple of winners.
Good on you, Michelle.
Thanks very much.